Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
It was a big night for inclusion and diversity at the 90th Academy Awards. Get Out won the Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay, giving writer-director Jordan Peele a historic win. You know, Peele is the first African-American writer to win in that category. And he was greeted by a thunderous applause at the Dolby Theater, which he had to try to quiet down.
Am I about to be auctioned off right now?
I want to know how it feels to be a part of one of the most memorable times for black film.
Oh my God, it's a renaissance. I almost never became a director because there was such a shortage of role models. We had Spike, we had John Singleton, we had the Peebleses, we had the Hughes brothers, but they felt like the exception to the rule. I'm so proud to be a part of a time of a movement where I feel like the best films in every genre are being brought to me by my fellow black directors. It's very special, and I think that goes for all areas of inclusion, but it's quite clear with the work that Ava's doing, that Ryan's doing, F. Gary Gray, Barry, that this is a very special time.
It was also a big night for retired NBA great Kobe Bryant. Dear Basketball, his short animated film was based on a letter that Bryant wrote in the Players Tribune in 2015, in which he announced his retirement. But I gotta tell you, everybody on the red carpet yesterday knew that Kobe was gonna take this one home.
And the Oscar goes to
Dear Basketball, Glenn Key and Kobe!
I mean, as basketball players, we're really supposed to shut up and dribble, but I'm glad we do a little bit more than that. Thank you, Academy, for this amazing honor. Thank you, John Williams, for such a wonderful piece of music. Thank you, Verizon, for believing in the film. Thank you, Molly Carter. Without you, we wouldn't be here. And to my wife, Vanessa, our daughters, Natalia, Gianna, and Bianca, ti amo con tutto il mio cuore. You are my inspiration.
What a night. Both Kobe and Jordan came backstage. You're going to hear more on that the next time. By the way, there was a bit of drama. Somebody came into the governor's ball and stole Frances McDormand's Oscar at the ball. Now, the man accused of stealing it on Sunday night has been arrested. The suspect has been identified as Terry Bryant. He was booked on a felony grand theft after taking the Best Actress statue from her table at the governor's ball. His bail has been set at $20,000. My question is, they got so much security there, how did he get in? Anyway, for all of these stories and a whole lot more, because we'll be talking about the Oscars a lot of this week, make sure you go to AURN.com and don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood.